You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Rob Wells, and today's episode is going to be all about one of Beaufort's most popular activities, and one of my favorite as well, fishing. Today we have with us Isis Nunez on to tell us about CC's Honey Hole, a bait and tackle shop in Port Royal that also sells food and drinks, and I can tell you some of the best food in Port Royal. Welcome to the show, Isis.
I'm happy to be here, and thank you guys for having me.
Man, that's such a good topic, fun topic. I mean, we are recording this in wintertime, which winter fishing, people don't realize it. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff. So I like to introduce the fishing stuff to me. Isis, what's your favorite fish to target in Beaufort, South Carolina?
Most likely going to be the red drum.
Oh, man.
To me, it's most fun fish to, you know, reel in. So I like doing that one. The flounder's good. Trout's fun too. Yeah, those three.
You know, the funny thing about all of that is that, you know, I like all three of those too, right? Mm-hmm. I like to try to catch them in the same fishing trip, but that doesn't usually happen for me. It's usually over.
Grand slam.
Yeah, I like to get that slam. The thing is about it is that they're all those fish like tug differently on the line, right? Like
they do.
You got the head shaker sea trout, which is a fun fish to catch in the winter. Well, let's jump right in. You know, you own CC's Honey Hole, which is the bait and tackle shop over in Port Royal.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about the tackle shop is you guys are such a tremendous supporter of a lot of the local tournaments, but also some of the tournaments that come in from the regional side. So first off, appreciate that. Tell us, why a bait and tackle shop?
Well, I'm actually from Miami, Florida, where fishing's really common. And after moving here, I met a friend, David Godley. He has lived here his whole life, and he's a huge fisherman. He knows all the secret spots, and he would take me fishing every weekend. And when I caught my first red drum here, it was just an incredible moment, and I was just instantly hooked after that. So I just started fishing more and more and just thought that would be a great business to have, because fishing is good all year round. And that spot in Port Royal is right by the boat landing at the Sands. And the bait shop that was there previously, they were good, but I think that I saw more potential in the bait shop, and I wanted to make it bigger and better than what it was.
Yeah. And that's awesome. And as someone who's been in there and dropped off, whether it be, you know, fishing tournament information or actually buying just rigs and terminal tackle from you guys, it's a pretty cool location being that close to the boat ramp. Now, Isis, your story is unique. We had a chance to chat a little bit beforehand and just kind of get there. So you have a little bit of a military background. So what I'd like to ask is, first, tell me a little bit about the military, and then what is it like being a veteran-owned business in a military community like this?
Well, I joined the military, the Army, in 2011. It's something I've always wanted to do when I was in high school. It took me a little bit after high school to get in, but I served in El Paso, Texas at Fort Bliss. I deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, came home 2013, and then I was actually stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia for the remainder of the time I had in the Army. And after I left the Army, I really missed having that like military camaraderie. You know, it's different with civilians. So moving here to a military town really like helped me with that, because when you meet these guys, it's like an instant click. You're just like comfortable. It's not the same with just civilians, no offense, but
yeah, none taken.
I just like being surrounded by that whole military thing. It's just something I really love and I miss. So
and it's a beautiful thing here in Port Royal. The community supports the military, and veterans find a comfortable place to both live and do business. And that's, it's always been the case. And that's just so cool. It's also cool to have veteran owned businesses like yours in the community and participating. I know you guys do a lot of stuff, but a little bit more about CC's Honey Hole. Okay. We'll get to the name of it, because it's really cool. And I definitely want to chat with it, because CC's Honey Hole is the name, and it's very, very cool. But let's talk a little bit about what someone can find when they come to your shop.
So I sell live bait, frozen bait, and artificial bait. Usually always have mud minnows, live shrimp, and sometimes I'll have fiddler crabs, but fiddler crabs are pretty hard to come by right now because they're really down in the mud. So using artificials is really good right now. I also provide different combos and reels, rods. I got bait buckets, weights. I got pretty much everything you could need. It might not look like a big shop, but I have a lot of different varieties of tackle for inshore fishermen, not so much offshore, but I stick to the inshore thing. So whatever you need, you could probably find at my shop. And if you don't see it there, I like to order whatever tackle anyone needs.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now I have to ask, does your stock change throughout the season, depending on what's in season as far as fishing and such?
Absolutely. Usually always have mud minnows, which I believe to be the superior bait. You can cast those mud minnows real far. They don't fly off the hook. They'll last a long time. You can cast them many times. They'll still be alive and swimming. And so I'll always have that. There's different species of fish that really love mud minnows, like trout. Call them trout candy. Got flounders, reds. I usually have shrimp, especially lately. I've had shrimp almost every week. That's another good bait to have year round. It's not my most favorite. You know, blue crabs like to steal them off the hook. They'll fly off your hook and they die pretty quick. They're hard to keep alive. Frozen bait works great for fishing. So frozen shrimp's real good, especially if you want to catch those bait fish we were talking about the other day, about the whitings and the croakers. And fiddler crabs, which is good for wintertime. However, there's other options, the sand fleas, the oysters, all that stuff. And during cobia season, I will have live eels, which was straight madness last cobia season. It was crazy. And that's a really good, fun time of the year, cobia fishing. So
yeah, and the cool thing is you can cobia fish from the Broad River Pier.
Yep.
Access without a boat, and you pick up your bait at CC's Honey Hole, make your way over there. And if you don't believe me, go watch, Buford SC Fishing on YouTube, and you can see the episodes regarding the cobia, and you'll even see CC make a cameo appearance in several of those episodes, catching those big fish from the pier.
Yeah. And the Broad River being so close to my bait shop, I actually deliver eels over to the Broad River during that season. So if you ever need eels, you're stuck out there, you ran out, just give me a call and I will have my employee Rochelle or Gwen come deliver them to you guys.
Oh, so. I love that. I love that customer service. I'm taking notes because you're mentioning all the tackle that you have there and the bait that you carry. So let's walk through stuff. Are you going out and catching the fiddler crabs yourself?
Yes. It's hard work. When I'm lucky, my bait vendor might have some fiddlers coming in from like Florida or Georgia. Those I can buy in the thousands during the wintertime. But right now, it's very hard to catch them. I guess my suppliers are having a hard time. So I will go out and I'll dig for hours and I maybe catch 100 fiddlers. So it's kind of a pain right now. And then when it's warmer, yes, I catch all my fiddler crabs. It's very easy to catch. I can catch hundreds at a time. In 30, 40 minutes, I'll have like 800 crabs. It's actually pretty fun and it's a lot of exercise.
Let's talk about the fiddler crab. Just one more question.
Sure.
Okay. If I'm going to come buy fiddler crabs, what fish am I targeting?
Sheepshead.
Sheepshead. Good eating fish, by the way.
It is.
Great fish.
But there's other options, just okay. So you know.
Well, sheepshead. Talk about it.
So everyone's really worked up about fiddler crab being like the best bait for sheepshead, which it probably is, but there's other options like barnacles and oysters, red worms. And I swear to you, some old fisherman came in and told me that corn works for sheepshead.
That's
and I didn't
awesome.
Believe it, but I actually YouTubed it and it's a thing. So,
but that's the kind of stuff to expect when you go into CC's is get some well-rounded information to help make your fishing excursion even better as you go out there, especially for novices like myself that are trying just to wet a hook and catch some fish for maybe the table. All right. Now you touched on a little bit of the bait, live bait, frozen bait, and artificials. We'll get to your favorite of all recommendations here at the end, but I do want to ask you, what other besides bait and tackle, what else are you guys doing at CC's?
So I started doing breakfast burritos about a year ago. My thought process on it would be, oh, we're going out in the boat. Let's grab like these giant burritos to take with us while we're fishing. And it just became a thing and they're really big and customers, like I have regular customers that come in every Saturday to get one. And I'm actually at 1200 burritos in a year. I sold 1200 burritos, which is crazy, but it's true. And I just love it. I try to change them up every week. Every Saturday I'll just do something different, or I'll do something that a customer requests because it was their favorite. So I love it. I love doing that.
Yeah, that's and we've heard so much about the food. It's just it's pretty cool. Now, what's your favorite thing on the menu?
So that the burritos are on Saturdays, which are fun, but which I also do breakfast sandwiches too, which are really good. Fridays, I've started doing tacos, like these authentic Mexican tacos. They've become like a thing. People are getting the word, hearing the word about these tacos. So last Friday, I was sold out within an hour, and I made 70 tacos, and I have never made 70 tacos that on a Friday before. And it's just, I guess, you know, the word is out and everyone wants tacos at CC's Honey Hole. So
it's pretty awesome.
I was really proud of myself.
I mean, you got fishing, you got bait and tackle.
Yeah.
You've got breakfast burritos, you got tacos. And you have something, the Cuban.
Yes.
Now, that's the one that I've heard the most about when people talk about this bait and tackle shop in Port Royal and talk about the food at the bait and tackle shop. They're talking about the Cuban.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your Cuban.
Okay. My Cuban sandwich, my background, I'm half Cuban, half American. And I'm living in Miami my whole life. That was like a staple food. We just ate it all the time. Every day it was just Cuban food, Cuban sandwich. It was nothing. But when I moved away from Miami, that was the one thing I really missed, was having a good Cuban sandwich. So I thought to myself, why not just make it the authentic Cuban way, which is in a roasting box with charcoal. And I just started doing it. And at first people were like, okay, Cuban sandwich. I had a few customers, but then it just exploded. And now I just do them about once a month because it takes me like 8 hours to cook the pork in this box. And I'll do like 50 Cubans on a Friday. I usually do it like the third Friday of the month. I didn't do it in December because we were really slow. Right. But this month I will be doing it. I believe it's January 19th will be a Friday. And I'm gonna have some Cuban sandwiches. So everyone keeps asking me. So
we can check on that on your social. Do you post it on social media?
Yes, I do. Okay. I always post it on my Facebook page a week in advance and then a couple days leading up to it. And then, wait.
Listen, it's got to be a must do if you're going fishing or just want to stop by and have an authentic Cuban.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of customers that don't even do fishing. They just come in for my food, which I think is really cool.
That is awesome. Yeah. All right. So now we've got this this story building up. We've got bait, we've got tackle, CC's Honey Hole serving food, and we're talking about good food, delicious food. All right. Do you see the menu for the food expanding any?
I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to be a full-blown restaurant. However, you mean the hours or like different types of food?
I think anything else on the menu. I mean, you've added little stuff.
I like to like throw in some stuff here, and I do smash burgers every now and then, and people love those. I just kind of announced that I would bake cheesecakes and key lime pies just on the side, maybe occasionally a couple times a week. And that was crazy. I posted that on Facebook and I had like 8 cheesecakes immediately to make, which takes 2 hours to make one cheesecake. And I can only throw one at a time in the oven. So I was like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Probably. I like to I'll get bored and I'll be like, let me do something. Like last Saturday, I was like, here, Gwen, my employee, I was like, here's some breakfast tacos. Let's see how these are. And she said they were great. So I was like, wow, maybe I could do that. So I like to change it up, you know, come up with new ideas.
Well, the customer will definitely let you know. And your regulars love your food as many of the guests do as well. Okay. So, I mean, well-rounded. I mean, this is a cool joint. I mean, bait and tackle, getting your fishing excursion on, new person to the area. And it's funny because here we are in another podcast that I'm having, and food has made its way centralized into a fishing podcast. But I do want to get back to that. So one of the things that I want to ask you is, what pieces of advice that you'd give someone who is, you know, maybe fishing for the first time ever in our waters, maybe a little overwhelmed with the different types of bait, lures, and rods that you guys do? Give us a piece of advice that you would share with them.
So I would 100% book a fishing guide. They are great. They will teach you everything you need to know. They'll show you how to set up whatever you need for each species of fish, where they are, what time of day is best to go. Some of them have been doing this for years, 20, 30 years. They know all the secret spots, and they know the fishing, their migration patterns. They know all of that stuff, what baits to use. So I also provide a fishing class, a free fishing class once a month at the tackle shop, which is also really good because I'll have different people come and touch different topics on fishing. Sometimes I'll have a charter captain, one of my very best friends, Captain Tim. He does the fishing class for me, or I'll request Fluff Mud Princess Outdoors. She's great. She brings a really big crowd to the shop, especially with the Marines, but she knows her stuff. And even some of my regulars, I'll ask them if they want to like give a short class and, you know, shore fishing. I have a couple of guys that come in that they're just, they know all of it, all the stuff about it. And they gave a class and that was really cool. So, but there's some few charters around that I'd like to mention.
By all means, because we love the charter boat captains here because they do provide such a good experience.
They do.
Not only do they know our local waters, but they also help, you know, tell, kind of give the story of our, this water that we, that surrounds us here. And so they're just the best. That's a great recommendation. Yeah, we could talk about some of them. Some of them have been a guest on our show, I'm sure.
Actually, yeah. So if you're into kayak fishing, Houston, episode 67, yeah. Before SE Fishing, he's really great. Going out in the kayaks, a really different experience than a boat. And you get to go up into like the more shallow creeks and it's really fun. It's a lot of exercise too, but fishing from a kayak, I definitely recommend Houston with Buford SC Fishing. If you want to fish from a boat, Captain Tim with Castaway Charters, he is just phenomenal. He knows all of his stuff. He's just the most relaxed, fun guy to be around. He'll make it worth your while. We have Salty Seas, Captain Mike. He's great too. Really laid back guy. Sea Island Adventures with Captain Tommy and Carolina Tail Charters with Captain Neil. And actually, if you're into shark fishing, there's one more and it's the Salty Savage, and Eli is great. We booked a trip with Eli and we caught a huge shark and it's just something different and fun to do. They're all really good charter captains and I recommend all of them.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you know, I a lot of those names are captains that I see on both social media and talk to individually. And you're right about Captain Tim. Captain
great.
Neil with Carolina Tail Charters.
Yeah, he's awesome
one
too.
Of the best in the
I
area.
Love them all.
And of course, Tommy over at Sea Island Adventures Tommy. Is one of my favorite. Yeah. okay. Well, listen, where can people find you on social media or website?
Yeah. So definitely it's simple. CC's Honey Hole, Facebook, Instagram, CC's Honey Hole. I even tried the TikTok thing, kind of made some funny videos, me making burritos and stuff, CC's Honey Hole, cc'shoneyhole.com. Or if you want to contact me by email, cc'shoneyhole@gmail.com. It's very simple.
Okay. Well, listen, that's great contact. Now we have to get to it.
Okay.
Why CC's Honey Hole? Tell me how you came up with that name, because it is a really cool bait tackle shop name.
All right. So being Isis, being my first name, it's... not very well. It's very common to get comments about my name, especially around the whole ISIS thing that was going on overseas. And so I was getting pretty tired of it, hearing about it every day. And I was in food and beverage. So in order to avoid these comments, I just flipped my name to CC, just backwards, S-I-S-I. And it stuck for a while. And then when I got the bait shop, I was just sitting there and I was like, man, I should do C, like the ocean, S-E-A, and then CC's. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. CC's, that's nice. But then I was like, oh man, Honey Hole. Honey Hole is a good fishing spot for fishermen. It's also a good drinking spot. And I serve beer. I have an on-premise beer license as well as an off-premise beer license. So I just put the two together and I was like, man, I'm clever. So that was it. CC's Agreed. Honey Hole.
That's awesome. Love how names come together with that. Again, you can find CC both at the shop there in Port Royal, or you can find her on social media at CC's Honey Hole or cc'shoneyhole.com. You can always email her for questions and maybe menu items at cc'shoneyhole@gmail.com. All right, so this has been a fun episode. Thanks for coming onto the show to talk about CC's Honey Hole. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I actually want to give a shout out to my dad. I know he's going to hear this and he's probably going to be really proud of me. So I love you, Pop.
I love shout outs on the podcast. Isis, thank you so much for joining us here on the Intercoastal Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a great episode. I love talking about fishing. I love talking about sharing with local businesses that come in and are so passionate about what they do. I do want to mention that we have later this month, we have the Beaufort Oyster Festival. Going to be this week, January 20th and 21st. Come out and celebrate all things oysters in our area. We're so excited for this event. It's a tremendous event going on. There'll be plenty of good food, good times, great music in the area. Also want to draw your attention to the events calendar on BeaufortSC.org, the events tab. You'll find a list of all the upcoming events in the area. It's always a good planning tool if you're making your way to the area to kind of figure out, hey, this is a good time to come. And I'd be remiss if I did not mention that in February, the Beaufort International Film Festival, one of the best film festivals in the United States again this year, got big time of guests. Gary Sinise is going to be featured as he will win the Palmetto Conroy Award. And we're so excited about that time. And so I invite you out during the time. Make plans to see us here in Beaufort, South Carolina. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at Visit Beaufort SC on Instagram or at Beaufort SC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort, Port Royal, and the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.